listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your news briefing. Jessica Hanbury, the Mackay mother accused of murdering her youngest child, has been granted bail after her lawyers identified certain weaknesses within the case. Both Jessica Hanbury and her partner, Adam, face one count of murder in connection with the death of their two-year-old daughter in 2022. Police claim that the couple failed to seek medical attention for their child, who was reportedly unwell in the days leading up to her admission to Mackay Base Hospital, where medical staff attempted to resuscitate her. The mother is on strict bail conditions. Across Queensland and our region tomorrow, parents and kids will walk to school. It is all part of National Road Safety Week, which runs until Saturday. The day encourages Mackay with Sunday parents and primary school age kids to walk safely to school to raise awareness of road safety. And an education expert says Queensland state schools need equal funding from both levels of government. UniSQ Professor Stuart Riddle adding negotiations are ongoing to address a staggering $6 billion annual funding gap. The state currently contributes 80%, whilst the feds pay 20%.
But they're not paying what's called the schooling resource standard, which is the amount of money that each school is meant to get.
There's been over 12,000 cases of the flu recorded across our state so far this year and 416 in our region. Of those cases, there's been 24 deaths, and it comes as the state government announced $40 million to provide free flu vaccines last month amid soaring cases. More than 900,000 Queenslanders have had a jab so far this year. And the beloved pub in the Whitsundays has announced they are closing down. Banjo's Bar and Grill in Cannonvale took to Facebook to share the news. The pub has been open since 2011 and owners said they'll be closing on May 17th. Residents across our region were surprised and saddened by the news.